Because I'm getting at it.
Yeah, well, but you know what I mean. I'm looking for a word.
I know. Like, well, see, I don't think there are certain people that's intelligent in my race. Then I think he's great. Or I see some that's supposed to be intelligent, and he think he's too big.
Yeah.
See, I got a man in my church supposed to have 5 degrees. But he scared of me. Because I had to hang that down on him, you know. And we have in our real, what we call Uncle Tom. You know about it.
Yeah.
Well, see, most of people's Uncle Tom's.
Who? But like the, like that guy?
That's right.
Yeah.
See?
Because
he think he know more than you, think he leads you, and then you can't trust him because he'll take your business cat to the white man, see? In fact, we do, you know, you heard the story that the white man got up on the mountain and, he got up there and he hoped somebody else. And the nigga, he's getting up there. And as soon as he got up there, he threw a brick down at the other niggas.
See? That's, yeah, that's an Uncle Tom.
That's Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I know who you're talking about, yeah. I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we just can't, we don't do good. Sometimes, as I think I told you this before, that we just don't, education doesn't help some people, not even in your race.
That's
doesn't
right.
help them.
That's right.
Now, I can't read and write, can't figure. But I told a man that one of the best educated men in this county, he's passed now, his name is I butchered. He had gets a killer's car, but you see the state lawyer's car have bang, you kill him. It's a contagious disease in cows. And so I went to the place and we got the car, a nice car. So when the doctor announced that he has a hot iron, he brands on the side of the face. Well, then that cow must be killed. She says, not, you can eat it. It was a pretty one. So I don't got the cow to come back. Well, now he wanted to know about this cow. He had plenty of education. Had somebody didn't have no sense. Sit down on the table talking to me. So I tell him, I just quit working. Just took the cow to him. Explained all about cow and everything. He looked at me, so I'd accept that. So that's what I'm telling you about, like I told that boy the other evening, you don't get everything out of school.
Uh-huh.
You find, you going, you married?
Yeah.
Or you find them, they said, that fella told me that. Yeah. There's something in school.
Yeah.
Like a fella rented a little house from that up there in this room. So we're sitting there talking one night, and he's a preacher, and he's supposed to have 5 diplomas. He had good sense. He was well-versed. So all of them were in prison. He was a Methodist preacher. So we talked and talked and talked. Got talking about Joseph and his 11 brethren. So straight off into the thing right deep, you know, when the corn give out in Canaan. And when Joseph was made ruler of Egypt, it's a long story, just have to tell you the high parts of it. So when he made rule of Egypt, then he had his servant to shuck corn and throw the shucks in the river. And old man Jacob, when corn gave out in Canaan, he told the boys to go hunt some corn. But I told him, there's corn somewhere far the shucks. And that man said, where you get that from? See, it's a sign. It's a sign. When it clouds, we look for rain. It's a sign of rain.
Yeah.
See? When we see smoke, we look for fire. It's a sign of fire somewhere. And those shirts come down the river with a sign of corn somewhere. Ask another question.
All right.